Hi, my name is Kostas Simonilidis, and I'm very happy to be with you tonight and preach the Word of God. We just finished a family camp we had in Sagadanga, upstate New York, and about 85-90 people were present, and we really enjoyed the Word of God and fellowship, and we had some time to relax, and it was really great for almost 5 days. Now, the Gospel of Luke has been always, for some reason, my favorite Gospel. I very much appreciate Matthew's picture of the King Jesus. And, of course, I admire Mark's record of Jesus, the servant. And I'm very much impressed with John's majestic story of the eternal Son of God. But my heart finds its home, I think, in the Gospel of Luke. And I will tell you why. Because it is especially the Gospel of sympathy and compassion. In it, we meet individual people, not just crowds. We meet Jesus, the great physician, as he tenderly serves the needs of all kinds of people. I'm really impressed because Jesus is never in a hurry. Never ignoring or despising anyone. Never too busy to spend time with people and touch profoundly their lives. Luke is the gospel of compassion and sympathy, of childhood and the home, of singing and weaving. Luke is the story of a journey Jesus made, a journey to the cross. And you see the passage there from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, especially verse 51. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Or, another translation says, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Steadfastly, fixed, unchanging, firmly steady. So, nearly half of the Gospel of Luke is devoted to the record of Jesus' last journey to Jerusalem. He knew why he was going there. He was going there to die. When Jesus first told his disciples about the trip to Jerusalem, they simply could not believe it. You remember, Peter took aside Jesus and rebuked him. Never, Lord, Peter said, this shall never happen to you. But it was true, as you know very well. He was going to Jerusalem, not to be crowned, but to be crucified. And by the way, he said to him, never, Lord. I believe we are not allowed to say, to use these words today, together. Never and Lord in the same sentence. Because we cannot dictate the Lord what he's going to do. We cannot do that. If Jesus is my Lord, he will do whatever pleases him and glorifies his name. You see then, from the very beginning, Jesus was controlled by a master purpose, the plan of God, the will of God. At the age of 12, he said to Mary and Joseph when they found him in the temple, didn't you know I had to be in my father's house, my father's business? I'm here to do my father's will. When Jesus came down to the Jordan River to be baptized and to begin his ministry, John the Baptist cried, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus himself said to Nicodemus, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. He was speaking again, of course, about the cross and his death. So when Jesus set out to make that last journey to Jerusalem, it was not as a traveler seeing the sights of the holy city, or as a spectator at the religious festival. He made the last journey as God's sacrifice for our sins. He was going to Jerusalem to die for you and for me and for the sins of the whole world. So the more I think about it, the more wonderful this journey becomes. As you walk with Jesus through the pages of Luke's Gospel, you find him thinking about others, not about himself. Isn't that amazing? If you knew that you were going to die a cruel death on a Roman cross, would you be thinking about others? I think I would be thinking about myself. And perhaps I would feel sorry for myself, but not Jesus. As he makes the last journey to Jerusalem, from chapter 9, verse 51 to the end, he pauses to teach people, to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to give new life and new hope to sinners. This is the message I believe Luke is trying to get across to us. Jesus is the friend of those in need, and he's never too busy to stop and listen to our problems and help us bear life's burdens. I was really embarrassed this last week when a lady from our church, they were talking about an issue, and they were looking at me, and then one lady said that I'm very busy to do that. So I was really embarrassed, because I had to have time to spend with the people. That's the most important thing, to be with them, to listen to their problems and pray and support them. So Jesus was never too busy to stop and listen to any problem of all the people and help bear life's burdens. And Jesus, as you know, hasn't changed. Why? Because the Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's never far away. He's never too busy. He's never indifferent or unconcerned. He knows about your needs, and he is able to help you. Jesus steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. This was not an easy journey for him to make. You see, for the most part, he had to make it alone. Alone. Well, he had his disciples with him, but they really did not understand what he was going to do. They were quite sure he was making a mistake when he told them he would be rejected and crucified. But in spite of this fact, in spite of the fact that Jesus was facing Jerusalem alone, he steadfastly set his face and kept right on going. And this encourages me a lot, and at the same time really inspires me, because there are times in our lives when God calls us to make a journey, to do a special job, and often others do not understand what the journey is all about. And we have to walk in this life very often alone. And how easy it is to quit when nobody understands you, and you know you have a specific thing to do, a mission given to you by God. so easy to quit. How easy it is to argue with ourselves and turn away from the goal and to take a more comfortable detour. Jesus did not do that. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and nothing, absolutely nothing, turned Jesus away. He steadfastly set his face. In Greek, stirizo, which means to fix. You know, you turn and you look at a specific direction, and you are not bothered by anything. You just look at the specific point. That's the idea. He set his face to go to Jerusalem. That's why he was able to say to his father, I have finished the work that you gave me to do. He steadfastly set his face. Why? Because it wasn't easy to do. There had to be self-discipline, conviction, and resolve to go there. By perseverance, said Spurgeon, the snail reached the ark. By perseverance, the snail reached the ark. Now, perhaps, and I believe that's very common to all of us, we are facing very often, and you might be facing a very difficult task right now. Your Jerusalem might be before you, your Gethsemane, your Calvary, and perhaps you are saying to yourself, I cannot do that. This journey is too much for me. Well, I encourage you tonight to really get your eyes off yourself and off the road that lies before you, and fix your eyes on the Lord Jesus and His promises. Do you see Jesus making His way toward Jerusalem, knowing exactly what lies before Him? Can you see Jesus lifting His eyes toward heaven and saying to His Father, not my will, but yours be done? That's a very difficult prayer. I sometimes find myself having great difficulty praying this prayer. Not my will, because I have my plan, and I believe this is the best for me, and then God comes in and changes everything. It's very difficult to say, your will be done. Jesus made his journey successfully, and he can help you and me to finish our journeys and accomplish God's will. There is safety in God's will. There is safety and blessing. And I have learned in ministry, I've been working as a pastor and serving about 12, 18 years, and I've learned it is always too soon to quit. We like to quit because things get tough, and you know, we have all the time options to do this and that. But if you are sure you are in the will of God, stay there. Stay there in the will of God. There is safety. The journey of life is not an easy one. It wasn't for Jesus. But as children of God, we can draw from Jesus' power and make the journey victoriously to the end. We have to arrive to the end. Do you know what it was that sustained me in Africa? Missionary Livingstone asked a congregation when he returned to England. Do you know what it was that kept me going? He asked. It was the promise of Jesus, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. I am with you. Continue. That promise that kept Livingstone going can keep you and me. And surely I am with you always. Underline the last word. Always. Even when we don't feel the presence of God, He is with us. It doesn't matter if we feel His presence or not. He promised He is with us. And in fact, this promise sustained Jesus as He walked toward the cross. And He said, you remember, it's really touching. He said to His disciples, all of you will forsake me, but the Father is with me. The Father is with me. He will not leave me alone. So at the church where I minister, the Greek Evangelical Church, my family is back in Greece for the summer. But from time to time, people would say to me, you are alone now here. And I would say, yes, I am, but I am not really, because God is with me. Of course, my family is away. A Christian is never alone. We are never alone. God is always with us. And Jesus was going to the hardest place possible to endure the hardest test possible, death on the cross. Have you ever noticed that Jesus never avoided the hard places of life? From the very beginning of His earthly life, He was found in the hard places. He was born in a stable and lived in a poor carpenter's home. You remember He said, foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay His head. The Creator, no place to lay His head. And of course, He never looked for shortcuts or easy detours. He walked the road to Jerusalem and deliberately chose the difficult way. And you and I need to follow His example. I often think how easy it is to accept the easiest job, to carry the lightest burdens and walk the most comfortable roads. What God means today, I believe, are men and women who will steadfastly set their faces and tackle the difficult job and get them done. Jobs and get them done. I fear that often we are too comfortable in our faith. And I cannot really say my road is a Calvary road. It's easy to place a cross on my lapel or hanging from my neck here, a gold chain around my neck, but it is not on my back. Can we honestly say that it costs us something to be Christians? Well, perhaps this time of your life you are thinking of giving up Christian service because you're too busy, and most of the time you are the one who is doing that. And that Sunday school class is very hard to teach, and it's costing me too much to visit people around or to hold that office in my church, to spend another afternoon doing something. Well, I would urge you to steadfastly set your face the way Jesus did and keep on doing the job. The president of a company said, and I really like this, the will to persevere is often the difference between failure and success. The will to persevere is often the difference between failure and success. Every life has its Jerusalem road, its Gethsemane, its Calvary, and thank God every life has its Easter day of resurrection, joy, and victory. Christ first had to suffer and then enter into the glory of God. And we cannot change that method. You remember, in the Old Testament, Moses was ready to quit, but the Lord gave him new strength, and he steadfastly set his face and accomplished God's will. David felt like giving up, the king, But instead he trusted God and set his face like a flint to finish the work of God. Even the Apostle Paul came to a place in his life where it seemed impossible to go on. It says at one point, the second Corinthians, he was pressed out of measure, above strength, ready to die. But he put his faith in God and steadfastly set his face to walk the road that God had prepared for him. Well, I guess, or I believe, the secret is faith in Jesus. So I invite you, as I close these thoughts, yield yourself to Jesus. Draw upon you his power and patience, and steadfastly set your face to go to your Jerusalem, and you will discover that God will see you through. And in the end of the road, your faith is going to grow, and of course, God is going to be glorified. Amen.